Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. Educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They
want to give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love,
all through
the land.
They want. Well, it is Find It Out Friday, and you're waking up with Linda McShane. I say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, welcome in. We're going to have a little bit of jazz to relax you. And guess what? Tiffany with an eye is going to be here with us this evening. That project is loosening up. But I want to dedicate this show, the jazz, to relax, to my sister, and say happy birthday, Jackie. You know, it's wonderful to be involved with and have the same blood flowing through your body, because we must be grateful. Gratefulness. As soon as you start being grateful for the little things, the sky, the trees, the birds, your ability to walk and think, you will change your entire path. Gratitude opens up timelines which would otherwise be inaccessible. Be grateful for what you already have, and you will attract more. See, that's what was laid down in my basement. And my sister is love, she's care, and she's graciousness. And I just want to wish you happy birthday. I know you're down there eating that barbecue and banana pudding and celebrating the way we Texans celebrate. But I know you had a wonderful day, and I'm wishing you many, many, many more to come. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that has advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals. We do leadership, youth leadership, training, workshops, but our focus and our vow is on our youth out there. You know, we have a lot of things going on. What is that? The juice moon, that icy moon, just orbited today from SpaceX. And it's going to orbit out there for 8 years, so we're going to keep our eye on that stuff. And, you know, we got all the Supreme Court rulings out there with the birth. And you know, the documents that were let out, the secret documents, with the young man, 21 years old. I mean, we don't tell you all the news. I know you've been listening to it. What was his name? Jack, Sarah. Yeah, 21 years old. So hopefully, you know, we'll get all that straight. See, these young adults out here, they're very, very aggressive. That's all I can say. And, you know, with this Gen X society, you know, they're into the retro technology. They want to go back and see the stuff before. You know, that's why we're old school over here. See, when you're old school, you got the basics and you got the foundation that you need to have everything ground you. It's about grounding. So we're going to get started this evening. It is Finding Out Friday. We're going to relax you down. And then hopefully Miss Tiffany with an eye will come and join us. Welcome in. Right, that is Keiko Masui, Walking on the Bridge. You know, we have to continue to walk on this bridge together with love, kindness, and unity. You know, it doesn't matter about the pace that you move with. Some are a little bit quicker than others, as long as we're moving together. But we must do it with passion, pride, and perseverance, never retreating and never being defeated. Welcoming in, it is Find It Out Friday. We want you to relax, relax, relax. That's right, we want to live inside of our love and then the love of everybody else. You know, we have Miss Tiffany. I see it, I observe it, I change it, I complete it. But more so, I correct it. With us here this evening, Tiffany with an I. Welcome, welcome, welcome in. I see things are slacking up a little bit. We have the pleasure of having you on with us this evening because, you know, we've been missing you. And we're talking about jazz to relax, but, you know, I have something here, and you want to know, what do you think? Tiffany, welcome in. I'm going to be quiet over here. We miss you. We came on with us on Monday, but you're back again on Find It Out Friday. It's slacking up out there, so here we go. Tiffany, what's happening with you?
Just so much is going on. The projects are easing a little bit, and I have some time, so I'm so happy to be here tonight because it is one of the places that I do enjoy coming. I love this platform that you have, and, you know, when I do have the projects, it's kind of a bittersweet moment because I know I have to do the research, study, and immerse myself in any project, and sometimes I don't have time to do the other things that I really love to do, but I'm balancing all of that out as we
okay.
speak.
Okay.
So I, in my conversations this week with people, and I guess for the past month, we're talking about how things have changed over time.
Mm.
And I think, you know, as each generation comes in, newly, we have things that we have to make adjustments, we have to figure out how to make this transition and or flow with this transition. So a lot of people that I know that have native born in L.A. are looking at L.A. and saying it's not the same place. Very disappointed in what's going on in terms of the structure of L.A., some of the ways that things are being handled in L.A., and just the overall landscape of L.A. So, and in California at large. So, you know, it's needs to be addressed, and I don't know how to to address it, but I do know we have to start talking about it because there's so many different cultures, and there is a majority culture, there's minority cultures, and people are just trying to see where they fit in. And after the pandemic, everything has changed, and, you know, you have the automated systems coming in. You just have a lot of changes and a lot of transition, and people are feeling displaced. So I just kind of want to talk about that because I don't know myself, you know, I don't have, like, the solution, but I do think it's it deserves a conversation and dialogue because people are really, really having a hard time with it. They're struggling, you know? What I'm saying is it's a transitional period, but people are struggling. I don't know. Do you find that to be the same? I mean, I know you see the differences. What are your thoughts?
Totally. You know, what do I think? Well, I know that any type of change brings about a struggle, okay? But I also know that things change from moment to moment, and they change so quickly that we don't notice them. But when there's a dramatic change, like you say, the different generations, the Gen X, the way they're doing it, the way that things will be done, it's change is good, but it's always a struggle. But I'm in agreement with you. We should have dialogue. It's all about education. See, we have to learn to relearn again, if you understand what I'm saying. We have to learn to relearn. Because a lot of these changes are so difficult to deal with because a lot of information that started in, say, the other generations was misinformation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
society and the universe has a way of bringing it all to the truth. See, the truth, as they say, will set you free. So I'm thinking that what we're seeing, and it goes across the board with everybody, you know, all the text messages coming in, all the automation, as you said. I like to talk to live people, okay? I like that voice.
I do
touch,
too.
Okay? So that's something that you have to adjust to. So when an automated system come on, I just want to hang up. You know, I need to have someone say, good morning, how are you? Or good afternoon, that voice. See, the voice does the work. The voice does
mm-hmm.
the work because the voice has the sound that moves from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear a person's heart in their voice, you know, when they don't want to be bothered, you know, when they're really they're caring, when they're really, really listening. It does a lot of things. But with this automation and a new way of doing things, see, I love my babies. You know, when you talk about the use to me, my ears perk up because if you want something done, you give it to them. And it's going to get done quickly, but it's going to get done differently because they have to move on their way. So when you say the culture is the majority and the minority and all the different things that are going on out here, because I understand that change is difficult, I can kind of like take deep breaths and pull back and understand it. But for persons that are discussing it, and that's with anything, you know, I'm in agreement with you again. We just can't talk about it, and what's so different, what are you going to do about it? So you have to stand up, speak up, and speak out, okay? If it's something that is appearing to be harmful or something that needs to be addressed, address it. You know, I'm looking at, you know, on the Metro Rails and all of these stabbings and things. And I'm saying, wait a minute. People have to travel on those trains. You know, that's how they travel. I'm a rail rider. I love the rails, but I haven't been on them in a while. But I'm saying, well, we worry about guns. We worry about this. Now we have to deal with these knives. So you can sneak a knife in anywhere. So my suggestion is, okay, you know you have these trains out there. Put metal detectors. If you step through that door, you snab and grab, okay? It's something that can be done. There's always a fix to anything. But what I'm finding out is people like to talk about it, and they like to worry about it instead of doing something about it. See, I like to get it done. So I'm with you. What can we do? What, you just have to keep exercising your voice out there. You have to be fearless about it, and you have to let the uninterested ones know that they need to be interested, because this is a societal change. But again, change is hard. You know, my field in leadership and organization, I like to do change organization. So you step in an arena, and you have to observe, and you listen, and you talk, even while you're making your own changes just to go up in there. But nobody likes change, okay? They want it just the way it was. It was nice because it's comfortable. But you function better when you come out of your comfort zone, because it makes endorphins move, and it makes you take what we can say a stretch. So I'm looking at this, okay? And I have mixed, I'm with you, I have mixed emotions on what I think. Because what I think and what I know sometimes, and what I see, they get in an argument with each other, okay? So you just have to pull back, move at your own pace, do what you think is going to work for you, okay? Be observant and have dialogue when you can. Some people don't listen because they choose not to listen, okay? They'd rather sit back, gripe, and complain. A complainer is a pathetic individual, okay? So what are you going to do? Are you a listener or moving with the masses? Because Sarah did it over here, you're going to follow suit? You're going to follow suit even though you know it's incorrect, but you're going to follow suit? So that type of movement from persons kind of like irritate me. So what I think is that change is good. And change happens from moment to moment, even when we can't see it. But the important thing is, like you say, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to come together, have dialogues? There's a lot of stuff happening out there. These electronic, everybody's supposed to have the electric vehicle. When is that, 2034? I say to myself, oh, are you going to buy it? Okay. You know, that's that's the way I think. Okay, you putting all these stipulations out here, just pull it on up in the driveway, okay? Because that's going to be a problem, too. Some persons have automobiles that will last three times our lifetime. Some models of cars, okay? I can't speak for the new age cars because they last about, what, 2 to 3 years. But when you're old school and you come from the old school, you get that durable stuff like when you were in high school. I don't know if most of the listeners go, well, you a little bit about it. You know, we used to have to wear those fat loxers, okay, and the big girls had the kind with the wood heels, but the younger children had to wear the rubber ones, right? They had rubber soles. And I would cut mine up and try to burn them up and get rid of them. I just could not stand those shoes. But you know what? I would have to go dig them out the trash can, because you either wear those shoes or you're going to be walking bare feet, okay? You got, what, two pairs of shoes a year. You got your school shoes and you're going to church school, you know, your dress shoes, right? And you had to keep up with them. Those shoes were durable, and those shoes were lasting. You know, everything lasts. So I'm sort of like an individual of, okay, so change is here. Change is happening moment to moment. No, it seems a little bit confusing now. What can you do about it? All you can do about it is understand change happens moment to moment. If you want to speak on it, stand up, speak up, and speak out on it, irregardless of what you face with, because you know everybody don't like to hear nothing. And just muscle up your strength, feel fearless, and start something where people will listen. Same with us. You know, people say, well, y'all, no. We care and share, and we care and share in many ways here, okay? And we bring to you what we have. And hopefully, if we don't stop for one person from jumping off that bridge, we have done our job. See, you have to understand why things are being done before you can say what should be done. Do you understand where I'm coming from with that? You and I talk about this all the time.
Oh, yeah. And, yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
And when things are surfacing out there, you usually 2 days, 2 years ahead of them. You're already peeking and seeing, and we talk about it and laugh about it. And then when it comes, I said, uh-huh, there it is. So back to the beginning, each one teach one. So we must keep going, and we have to do the best that we can do with what we have and do what works best for us and not being done in a selfish way because we're all connected in here together. But what are you going to do? Like you say, what do you think? Well, because, again, I know change happens moment to moment, even when we can't see it. And I know change is good, but it's always a struggle because no one wants to change, period. But see, the millennia, the young adults now, they're coming on in, okay? They have a different type of attitude. They don't want to hear it, okay? You can't give them no stuff, okay? They're confused. We're all confused. We're all going through we all got something going on. We're all a little imbalanced out here from the situation, so you don't know some are more out of balance than others. But, you know, everybody is going through the change, everybody. And I don't know the word to say it because it's not a good thing to say. You know, when persons are going through things and they're told, get over it, that's the wrong thing to tell a person, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I changed that get over to get with it. That's all I can say, just get with it. Get with it the best way that works for you. Say what you have to say. And more so, place yourself in arenas where you can make that change. See, we've always been change agents. But change makers make it happen, but it stretches out to another level. Now you have to be a change leader, and that means if nobody else is moving out on it, you take that step through that door and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from agent to maker to leader, and no one is going to, how can I put it, nobody, you know, you're going to always have resistance in anything you do. But it's up to you to pick the resistance that you want to deal with. As they say, pick the battle. You know, you have to pick your battles. I say, yeah, well, you know, pick your wars. I say, no, I don't pick wars. I pick battles, and I intend to win them. So it's a little bit different with my mindset and my, but you have to really give it thought. And guess what? Nobody wants that change leader to step up there. So you got to have guts, courage, care, and compassion. So you're carrying a full load there. But it starts with you first. So that's what I think about it. Not get over it, get with it. That's my answer. I don't know if that made sense, Tiffany, with an eye, but
no,
that's
it did. It did. You know, I was discussing with one of my friends now the ports. Are automatic. Like you don't even there's no people that are there to greet the truck drivers necessarily.
Oh.
So everything is done by automation. It's like they have codes. You can, if you need assistance, you can press the little green button and someone will come on and talk to you. But in terms of moving the containers, it's all done by crane. And it's like it could be one person that's operating the crane and everything is being done like that. So things are changing, you know, and how we respond to it is going to be interesting. And I think we need to really, really look at our political landscape and see what we want and what's good for us individually and our families. And you and I keep stressing that, but I think in this time, you know, if you want things to change and you're okay with the change, fine. If you're not, you, like you said, you need to speak up. You need to have these discussions, go to City Hall, call the legislators, let them know that you're not satisfied with what they're doing or you need a change. And that's basically how all this was formed for the people. So, you know, we have tools and we need to use them. And don't accept, you know, just don't accept the change if you're not satisfied with it again.
You have to ask questions. I have all my friends laugh at me. I have a car that's of age, so I'll go over here and I'll get this done, get that done. Okay, that's happening. Okay. So, that's what you say. Okay, you might fix this one, but I'm going to go over here to Joe to see if he fixed it right. And then I'm going to ask Joe another question. You know, and you have to ask questions. You cannot just go with the flow and be a leaf blowing on a tree limb, okay? If it's something that dissatisfies you, you speak up on it. Whenever we get on committees or anything, my favorite committee is the Policy and Legislation Committee, because that's where it all starts, right? And you get it firsthand, and you sit there, and you know what has to move and what and when it's going to move out. So I mentioned working that way, like you say, get involved. You know, you have to get involved. However way that works best for you, is it through volunteering or getting that position, you must get involved and you must surround yourself with doers, okay? Look for doers, the persons that's going to get the job done no matter what. So those are, that's why it's important that when we're out there looking for mentorship, make sure that you have a good mentor, okay? Because that mentor is going to bring it to you the way that you're supposed to have it. Now, it's up to you to accept it and to carry it through. But mentorship is very, very important. Nowadays, we all have mentorships, you know, coming in from the old school, the whole darn community was the mentors, okay? It's a little bit different now. So what we have to do is look for that great mentor, be observant, and decide which way you don't want to work. And don't be a leaf blown on that tree limb, okay? Make up your mind. It's when you have to get something done, you quit worrying about what other people say. Okay, that's not important. It's not important. Once you get that mind, but, you know, we have to get to that level. Some of us never get to that level. But once you have decided on what needs to be done or what needs to be said, then you carry it on and don't back up. No retreat and no defeat. Sometimes you're out there standing alone, but it's nothing like having a standalone spirit, because if you have a standalone spirit, you can stand anywhere, okay? You don't need to have anybody open up that door or anything. You have to pull back, you know, with your mythology, because you don't really know where everyone is mentally. People are going through stuff. It's going to lighten up. It's always hope. It's just so much misinformation that's given out there, so much trickery that you really have to keep your mind sharp so you can think, okay? Because if you can think, you'll think your way out of it, because it's designed for you to be all confused and combobulated, okay? Fearful, and you can't do anything. Stressed out, crazy, bombed out, and all that other stuff. So it's up to you as an individual to take care of yourself. And I had a doctor on last night, it's about health care, okay, not sick care. So you have to be an advocate for yourself in anything that you do. That means see it, stand up, and speak out, okay? That keeps you real healthy. You don't have to worry about no stress. You don't have wrinkles in your face. and you feel real good. And as a matter of fact, it makes your skin pretty. I don't know what that does, okay? Because you're moving.
You're addressing the issue. You're addressing the issue, and you're not keeping it. You're not harboring it. So
no,
when you speak out about it, you're releasing that emotion of how the detached emotion of how you feel, whether you're angry about it or you're upset, whatever adjective you want to use, you're just releasing it. So
yeah.
I agree. But we'll have to figure some way here on how to do this. I always go first through a political avenue, and I do believe that people should, get on committees, be parts of organizations, and do your civic duty. There's going to be a lot of changes coming up in 2024 because that's the presidential election year. So, start thinking about what you want, because there are changes that are going to come, and people will, obviously during a presidential election, everybody starts listening to you because they want to get elected. But it's a prime time to get out there and let your voice be heard, because sometimes it'll push the envelope. And you'll get you want. So I encourage everyone to just start thinking now what it is that you want for your family and for yourself, and then start to connect with organizations or support groups or whatever that is to make that change. So, that was what I had found out over the past this week, in my conversations. And it's just, it was kind of concerning because, a lot of us have been here for a while and we've seen the changes, we've seen the growth, we've seen all kinds of things happen. And what I can say, the community used to be more involved. Like you said, it was like everybody in the neighborhood took care of everybody in their neighborhood and their community. You don't have that anymore. You barely talk to your neighbor. You don't even know your neighbor.
You barely know who your neighbor is. Okay.
Right.
Unless you get out there and make that introduction. It's just like a separation, or it's just like it's confusion. So you have to keep your mind clear. So when you see it, you have to figure it out. That's why you and I always say, do your research, do your research. Ask questions.
Absolutely.
You might not get the correct answer, but at least they know you're asking, okay? They don't like me to step through the door because I already have my clipboard ready, right? And if they take, somebody answer something here because I need some clarification, okay? Not a bit clear. But, we must participate. And be kind. I just see so many ugly people. They're just ugly, just angry, just mean and nasty. What is that getting you? It's giving you wrinkles, and you probably got all kind of ulcers inside your body. So you recognize it, you see it, but as you and I both know, Tiffany with and I, we're all mirrors to each other. So when you look in that mirror and you see that, you either see someone that you want to be like or that you never want to become. That's the only reason why. And we're all connected here. So it's really up to your individual to see which way you want to go with that. That's why it's very important we go through each one, teach one. Well, we're going to close it out because this Friday, I am so glad that you are slacking up over there. And I don't know if you'll be able to join us live for Monday. I will be speaking with you because we're going to have something to be mindful for. As you say, everything changes moment to moment. But Tiffany with and I, we love you. And we are so glad that you came on this evening to share with us on what do you think. And I did pretty good because, when you ask me what I think, I can go on and on and on and on. But I'm getting better over here. That's why we're here to care and share, bring it to you in many, many, many forms and many, many topics and many, many subjects, because that's what the world is all about. It encompasses everything, just like we are all connected, whether we want to take it on or not, okay? So on that note, I'm going to close this out and tell you to have a great evening. Listen, Tiffany with the Knot, I see it, I observe it, I change it, and I complete it. But I do it the correct way. Tiffany, we love you. And please, please enjoy your weekend. Listeners out there, it's going to hopefully be a nice weekend. And if it's not nice, you make it nice, okay? Just be safe, be aware, stay observant. But more so, we want you to stay woke and stay kind. That is the most important thing. Tiffany, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Go! Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.